The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Shigley, sitting in for the Vacationing Paul Miller. Well, that song right there is brand new music from the Gasoline Gypsies. Caleb Maluli is the front guy for the band. I've known Caleb for quite a while, and we've been normally part of my day job is I'm on one of our sister stations, 92.7 WHLX The Hills, and we've been able to feature some Gasoline Gypsy music. And it's been, when we first put that station on the air, Caleb was sitting in my office and I was asking him, I said, hey, who would you put on this station? But Caleb, good morning. Welcome. Welcome to WPHM.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Man, I'll tell you what, you and I have had a lot of great conversations over the years. I love music. I love people that work, gosh, as hard as you guys have worked over the years. But, you know, you get to a band like these guys and, you know, you've had some great recognition regionally. You've won a few Detroit Music Awards.
Yep, that's right.
So how many of those have you won?
I think we have 8 right now.
8 of them.
Yeah.
Including Best Rock Band.
Yep. Americana Recording, performances, stuff like that. Yep.
Yeah, so talk a little bit about, I know earlier this year, I know you guys have made some treks around the country. I mean, here, a lot of people know who you guys are, and it's a tough threshold to climb, right? To get out of, you know, a regional kind of a people knowing you, following you. Talk about, you know, some of the things that you guys have been able to do this year.
Yeah, it is. It can be tough to break out. You know, we've been networking and just trying to connect as much as we can on a one-on-one basis with other musicians and in other areas, and that's kind of what's helped us out quite a bit. And, you know, some stations like you guys who've been kind enough to play us. Earlier this year, we hooked up with some other artists out of the Detroit area to do a showcase at South by Southwest down in Texas. That was pretty great. I think we did eight shows in 7 days, I believe, when we were down there. We were grinding away, bouncing around from venue to venue down there on 6th Street. That was really great. Made some good connections. And then we scooted over to Florida and played for about a week and a half in Florida and did some cool stuff. And that was hooking up with one of our good buddies, Leafy Green is his name. And we do some show exchanges back and forth. That's turned into a really great relationship. So that was our break into Florida earlier around March, April time. And then, you know, we just did a little East Coast run about a month and a half ago where we went back down to Georgia. We did Ohio, Indiana, and then came back home and wrapped up our summer at Wheatland Music Festival, which was the biggest goal, honestly, for me personally, music wise. It's kind of the reason that I play music. It's a music festival that happens in Remus. I'm 33 and I've been going for 30 years, so it was my top goal. I got to find some new goals after that one. It was something special, probably about the coolest show we've ever played. There's 13,000 people that attend, and it was the second stage that we played on. It was under a big tent, and it was packed. It was wild. It was really cool to be on the other side of that. I've watched it my whole life. So
what is some of the response that you get, you know, from people when it because it's got to be, you know, there are a lot more. The good news is there are a lot more festivals and opportunities to kind of, you know, get some exposure throughout the country, but getting on those bills, you know, and then once you're on there, you know, connecting with the people that are there, well, how do you find that? How do you find those crowds? I mean, do you find that they're receptive to it? You know, what?
Yeah, especially this year, it's been super great. We played Blissfest as well, which is, you know, there's 3 or 4 big festivals in the summertime in Michigan. Wheatland and Bliss are definitely on the top of that list. And it was really, really great. Blissfest was kind of the first taste of it. You know, we've done festivals and stuff like that before, but we've never really had headlining slots. And we've really, really been working our butts off to get to that point. And like I said, Blissfest was kind of the first taste, and it was pretty neat to be. It's pretty neat to be on the other side of that. You know, walking through, especially after we played our first show and got a great, really great crowd reaction. You know, we tailored our set to the bluegrassy Americana folk rock type stuff, you know, with a big set ender excuse me, big set ender that was really rocking, you know. And after that first set at Bliss Fest, it was cool to be walking around and you kind of hear people go, "Oh, that's the guy from the Gasoline Gypsies," or you know, you would walk through and you know, it's a big festival grounds and lots of camps everywhere, and you'd hear people talking about the band and, "Oh, that's the band that I wanted," you know. As like I said, I've been doing the festival scene for 30 years, you know, as long as I can remember, and just always thought, how cool and exciting would it be to be on the other side of that, you know? I've had a lot of conversations standing there watching bands like, man, I want to be up on that stage, and, you know. And then we were setting up at Wheatland. They kind of squeezed us in last minute, and we were headlined on Friday on the Centennial stage, it's called. It's the second stage, but it's the one that I wanted to play on because it's a little more intimate, but you can still fit a lot of people in there. And as soon as we walked up, you know, we've kind of built our reputation. A lot of people know us there at Wheatland just from walking around and jamming. And as soon as we walked up on stage, people just started going nuts before we even started playing. We were all crying backstage, I'm not going to lie, hugging each other. And it was an incredible, incredible experience. The response there was amazing.
Well, you got to have, it has to be emotional sometimes because, you know, you look at it and how long have you guys been playing together now?
Yeah, Steve and I, the bass player, it's been around 14 years.
Yeah.
Under the Gasoline Gypsies name too. Him and I have been playing together for, man, more than that.
Yeah.
You know, maybe 16, 17 years, something like that.
And the thing is that, you know, it's got to be the point where it's like the switch turns and you start to get, you know, that notoriety, you know, on more of a greater regional basis or, you know, nationally. Obviously that's what, you know, people, you know, want, but you know, you got to have some patience as well,
yeah,
you know, and that's got to be hard to, you know, because I look at, you know, I think about, you know, even when you look at like kind of even on the Americana side of things, right? You know, you got people like, you know, Brandi Carlile, the Avett Brothers, Jason Isbell, Chris Stapleton. You know, it's like Chris, yep, Stapleton spent years in the Steel Drivers, you know, and I mean, you don't get a more iconic pair of voices, I think, than Brandi Carlile or Chris Stapleton. And you look at it and you go, these guys were well into their 40s,
oh, yeah,
you know, before it took off.
Yeah, that's what I always look at the Wood Brothers too as a prime example of that. Those guys are 50s, you know, and
right.
I mean, they've been doing okay for a while, but just recently, as far as I know anyway, they really, you know, really took off and started, you know, and they've just been, it's what they love to do, and they've been grinding away at it for that long, and it's finally, you know, they're seeing the fruits of their labor. So it's pretty exciting. We do, you know, we feel like we're close as we've ever been to that switch being flipped. We're getting there. We're putting in the work still. I haven't slowed down at all. And
so if you had to, if you're looking around the country and you said, you know what, man, if we could get in this, because I thought when you sent me, when I found out you guys are going to South by Southwest, it's like, wow, that's really cool. You know, and of course, you know, there's, you know, it's not like there's a huge payday, you know, at those, but it's more about getting yourself, you know, in those venues, in those,
yep,
you know, in the conversation and the exposure that you get from it. But if there's a festival that you're looking at on a national level, is there any that you look at and go, okay, we hit the one in Michigan that we wanted to hit. Is there any that you look at and go, and then how do you do that? Like, how do you get there? How do you like promote yourself to get, you know, to get in the conversation?
Yeah, so it's you know, you just got to start scratching at the door, and we've been lucky enough to hook up with some, like I said, Detroit type based groups that go down to like Austin for South by Southwest, and you know, we've done that 2 years now. The second year was, every year it gets a little bit better, and that group's figuring out how to kind of bust in, you know. And there's the official shows, and then there's the shows where you go down and play on like 6th Street in Austin. I feel like that's a good way to start scratching at the door, breaking in a little bit. You know, those guys who run those bigger festivals don't always hang out at the festivals. You know, they'll go check out, you know, the new up and coming bands that are kind of cracking in. So that's a good way to do it. You know, Austin City Limits obviously would be great, and that's, you know, we're scratching at that door a little bit right now. You know, and like I said, Wheatland in Michigan, as far as attendance wise, that's like the biggest one, you know, as far as our genre that it would really fit into. So that was all encompassing for me for the past couple of years, at least, because we knew we were getting close and we finally got that letter. So now that we've done that and we know that we could handle a crowd like that and a bigger festival and, you know, be it, like I said, be on the other side of that stage, feel like the sky's the limit, and we just gotta, you know, get in front of the right people. And you know, for example, one of our songs just ended up on a TV show called The Greenway Outdoors. We've been posting about it a little bit. There's some guys from Michigan who do a outdoors hunting, fishing, conservation type show. And our manager got hooked up with those guys just through Facebook. It was a guy who grew up in his area, and he reached out, and he said, wow, you know, we've gotten a lot of music sent to us, and your music is our favorite. We want to put you on. And they took one of our songs, Mud in the Water, which we just released a solo acoustic version. And that's really gotten our music out there a lot. We've been reached out to by quite a few people on Facebook. Just, you know, I'd never heard your music before. We caught it on the show, you know. And that's going to be another way where anybody could hear it, you know, watching.
So if somebody wanted to check those, so if somebody's out there and they're listening and they're like, oh man, you know, I'm not familiar with those guys. Obviously we're, you know, pulling them out from under a rock now, but if they want to hear, you know, what you guys are all about, where should they go?
You can find us anywhere you stream music. We're pretty good at getting on there. You know, check out our Facebook. We're posting where we play, you know, we play, you know, all over the East Coast, up and down, here and there, and quite a bit in Michigan. So if you jump on our socials, but Spotify, Apple Music, you know, you can hear us on the hills here in town.
Well, you know, the biggest compliment I could give you guys, I mean, because, you know, we get requests a lot to, you know, be put on the air, and there's a lot of, like, super talented people, you know, that are even in our community, you know, whether it's songwriters or what have you. But I guess the biggest compliment I can give you guys is that, you know, when your music plays next to Johnny Cash or Willie Nelson, it's not a, you know, it's not a leap. You know?
I appreciate that.
You know what
That's
I'm saying?
A big compliment.
I mean, because,
thank you.
You know, that, but when you, you know, because the last thing that you want to do, I mean, it's, I guess the example that I give people is like, if you're, you know, like when you're watching, used to watch a lot, you know, cable TV, and you'd see locally produced ads run next to a, you know, $250,000 Ford commercial.
Yeah.
And it's like, it just made the local business look terrible, you know, because it looked real amateur. And you guys, you know, there's no shortcut to, you know, to a band sounding, you know, tight together. And over the years, I guess in the time that I first met you and, you know, started, you know, listening to you guys when you'd perform, there's no doubt that, you know, the hard work and the practice, and nobody sees the hours, you know, that you guys put in together. And you added a keyboard player this year too, right?
Yeah, just recently, about, I don't know, 6 months ago, 7 months ago, something like that, he started touring with us and getting on the road, and it really, really glued everything together. It was something we didn't exactly know we were missing, but it just elevates everything to that little next level, you know?
Yeah, well, that depth, the depth of sound, you know, it certainly, you know, adds, you know, something, you know, to the experience. But, well, you know what, man, I'm really glad you came in. I was actually good. I could touch base with you, and you know, there's a lot of people here that are rooting for you, and, you know, and someday, you know, when you're, you know, when you're tearing it up on a national level, you go like, you know, when we see you,
we'll have front row tickets for you, man.
I remember that guy. I remember those guys. But no, it's just, you know, certainly a source, I think, of pride for any community that, you know, if they've got, you know, talented artists, and, you know, we're all rooting for you and the continued success that you guys have had. So Caleb Malooly from the Gasoline Gypsies, thanks for stopping in here this morning and hanging out with us.
Thanks a lot for having us. We appreciate the support, guys.
I'm Scott Shigley, and sitting in for Paul Miller, and we will be right back.
Well, we're going to just wrap it up here now. So, I appreciate you filling in for Paul today. You know, tomorrow's going to be Andrew Kircher. We have a bunch of guest hosts planned for this entire week, but appreciate you spending the last 4 hours with us here on WPHM.
Absolutely, and thanks for you guys out there hanging with me through it as well.
We'll have podcasts up on our website, up on the mobile app here shortly. So if you miss anything, you can listen to it there. But thank you again, Scott.
Thanks, Caleb.
Thank you.